the darkness we made our home. Still you spoke a promise, you would not leave us alone. From the garden's fall to Bethlehem's light, you brought redemption through the night.
When I think about it, truly think about it, I'm in awe of God's love. It all began in the garden, didn't it? A place of perfection, beauty, and harmony. And yet, in one moment, everything shattered. The trust, the innocence, the relationship between God and man, broken. But even as Adam and Eve hid in shame, God spoke a promise. In the midst of their darkness, He planted a seed of hope. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. It was a promise, a declaration, a plan. From the very beginning, God wasn't content to leave us in our brokenness. He set into motion a rescue, a way to bring us back to Him. And so, generation after generation, He showed His faithfulness. To Abraham, He promised descendants as numerous as the stars. To Moses, He revealed His name and led His people out of slavery. To David, He swore an everlasting kingdom. And through the prophets, He whispered of the one who would come, the Messiah, the Rescuer, Emmanuel, God with us. But here's the part that amazes me. God knew. He knew how messy, how broken, how sinful we would be. He knew there would be those who would reject Him, mock Him, even crucify Him. And yet, He still came. When the time was right, God kept His promise. He didn't send an army. He didn't send a king robed in gold. He sent His Son, born not in a palace, but in a manger. Born not to royalty, but to a humble virgin. Jesus, the light in our darkness, the fulfillment of every promise. And why? Out of love, pure, unconditional love. How can I not be grateful? Grateful for a God who never gave up on us, even when we gave up on Him. Grateful for a Savior who chose to enter our mess, to take on our sin, to bring us back to life. Grateful for the countless ways He continues to bless us even today. Every breath, every sunrise, every moment of mercy. It's all a gift. And so today I lift my heart in thanksgiving, not just for what God has done, but for who He is. Faithful, loving, merciful. This is my prayer. May I always remember, may I never forget the faithfulness of the God who keeps His promises. May my gratitude not just be words, but a life lived in response to His amazing love. And as I look to the manger, to the cross, and to the empty tomb, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything.
Heavenly Father, as I come before you, my heart is overwhelmed by all that you have done. From the very beginning, even when we turned away, you never gave up on us. You spoke a promise, a plan to rescue us from the darkness we brought upon ourselves. You didn't have to, Lord. You are God, perfect, holy, complete. You didn't need us, but you wanted us. You loved us. Even in our brokenness, you called us back to you. I think of the generations that waited for the promise to unfold, of Abraham, Moses, David, and the prophets. I think of your faithfulness to them, even when your people faltered and failed. How patient you are, God. How merciful. And then, Jesus. You sent your Son. You sent Him into this messy, sinful world, knowing what He would face, knowing He would be rejected, mocked, and crucified. But still, you sent Him. Out of love for us, out of love for me. How can I not fall to my knees in gratitude? Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, for His birth, His life, His death, and His resurrection. Thank you for loving us enough to fulfill your promise, no matter the cost. And yet, your faithfulness didn't end at the cross. You continue to bless us every day. You pour out mercy, grace, and love in ways I cannot count. Even when I falter, even when I forget, you remain faithful. So today, Lord, I open my heart to you. I open the gates of my life and invite you in, King of Glory. Teach me to live with gratitude, not just in my words, but in every part of my life. Let my thankfulness be a reflection of your faithfulness. I thank you for the promise spoken in the garden. I thank you for the manger in Bethlehem. I thank you for the cross at Calvary and the empty tomb that brought us life. And as I stand in awe of all you've done, I pray, may my life be a song of thanksgiving to you. May my heart always remember your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Amen.
You knew the way we carry the darkness we made our home. Still you spoke a promise, you would not leave us alone. From the garden's fall to Bethlehem's light, you brought redemption through the night.
My soul bows in awe for the gift of Jesus.